USA Radio News.
You can count former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice as one of the folks who says if we leave the Iran nuclear agreement, it isn't going to be that much of a big deal. The former Secretary of State joined Fox and Friends and explained why she's not a big fan of the current deal.
My concern about the nuclear deal had been the verification regime. If anything, this just makes it even more clear that you can't have a verification regime that gives the Iranians weeks to clean up a site.
A lengthy list of questions for President Donald Trump from Special Counsel Robert Mueller was leaked to the New York Times, marking the latest string of apparently deliberate disclosures relating to the ongoing probe into the Russian involvement into the 2016 presidential election. Many of the nearly 50 questions for President Trump focus on obstruction. Now, the president, of course, had a reaction today where he sent out a tweet saying that this is disgraceful that this information was leaked, and he once again called the investigation a witch hunt. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A medical official at the Salt Lake City VA hospital apologized for the dirty room where a patient was treated. Now, Christopher Wilson went for his appointment as usual, and when he walked into his room, there was trash overflowing and plaster all over the place in the room, including in the sink and on the counter. Well, Wilson snapped a picture, and the photos went viral. Wilson joined Fox and Friends to share why he initially shared the photo.
I just posted them on Facebook. At first, my dad saw them, and he decided to post them. I took them just to show my wife, but...
He was also asked about the VA in Salt Lake City in general and his experiences.
I've been dealing with the VA for about 10 years. They're normally pretty clean, but this was pretty disturbing.
Today, in a ceremony at the White House, President Donald Trump presented the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy to the Army College football team, which defeated Air Force and Navy this season. Congratulations, guys. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Weather has always been an interesting subject, and this year seems to be no different, with the record heat out west to the record cold and snow back east. But what captivates people to talk about weather? It seems like one of those discussion points you can always discuss with someone and you can always bring up because there's something inevitably always happening. Andrew Rivkin is author of a new book titled Weather, an Illustrated History. He joined me earlier to talk about what fascinates people with weather these days.
I think it's just that it's one of the few things that's still fundamentally unpredictable to a certain level. You know, the models and the satellites have made things so much amazingly better than it was just a few decades ago to determine where it's going to be rainy or stormy. But it's one of the elements of our lives that has that kind of drama to it. And I actually, in the book, I wonder, like, I hope that we don't get so good at this or so technologically shielded from weather in the centuries to come that that doesn't have any meaning. It is, as you say, it's like the first thing people say to each other in the morning. Oh, it's sunny, or did you bring your umbrella? The book basically goes back through time, and it's a history of our relationship with the system, not just the worst storm or the hottest day.
You can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.